We are following the aftermath of those powerful storms that blew through our area with tornado sirens going off along the way.
Teachers are back in court after allegedly taping a student with Down syndrome to a chair.
And a month out from the flying pig, we are set for a big announcement today.
5 on 5 in 5. It is Wednesday, April 3rd. Kelly and Steven here with you on the podcast. We made it through the Tuesday weather and the bottom dropped right out of it.
It's so interesting how this whole system came through and the way different people experience different things. Yeah. Because you see that on social media specifically when people are like, you guys live out of proportion, nothing happened. Then out in Adams County, they're going to have crews out surveying if a tornado came through. So, and then even closer to home, people dealing with flooding, cars underwater, floating down streets. So it very much depended on where you live. We know lots of damage in Kentucky too. Louisville, Lexington areas are going to have crews out there today. So the National Weather Service will have survey crews in several locations across Kentucky, Indiana, and Ohio. In our region, Adams County seems to be the area hardest hit. A lot of wind damage in Kentucky. Showers were on and off, which caused that flooding in certain areas. And we're going to have some kind of straggling showers today. But the big notice that you're going to have, it's cold.
Yeah, pull that coat back out. You thought you were done with it.
Cold. Thought you were done with it. You're not. High in the 40s for most of today. Tonight it'll get cold enough that we're going to see some snow showers.
What was that? A little bit louder.
Yeah,
in the back.
Some snow showers. Honestly, just probably going to see some flurries. Nothing crazy. Obviously, it was 70 degrees yesterday, so I don't think we're going to have much as far as it comes to accumulation. The weekend starts to warm back up, so some decent timing here. We'll get some rain on Sunday and then hope the clouds clear out quickly for Monday. It's a whole other day that we got to talk about. A lot of stuff going on.
We do have quite a few things happening.
We knew once opening day happened, it was going to be like,
boom, boom, boom.
The gun went off, the races started, like, we're going.
Yeah, and we will get through all of that as we move forward. We just try to catch our breath along the way. That's all we can do.
At some point, maybe a little sleep. That's all.
You got jokes.
You know? Yeah.
You got jokes. All right.
It's a nice thought.
5 on 5 in 5. Let's get to our headlines. Going back to our weather from yesterday, we were all over the place. Kelly, like you said, where you were depended on what you experienced. We got heavy rain, heavy wind for about 15 minutes, mostly, and that was it. But the rain had the creek near my house rise quite quickly, and you could hear it like roaring in the background.
So fast. So I live over in Covington. The sirens were going off in Kenton County for, it felt like a decent stretch of time, maybe like 35, 40 minutes. In my head, maybe I'm making that a lot longer. I have two kids, so I was playing like, all right, let's keep everybody calm.
A siren's could have been on a toy.
No, I promise they weren't. I do hear a lot of sirens on toys. But yeah, so that was, you know, it was a scary little time for certain people. Other people just had a normal storm. So it very much depended on where you lived. So the Cincinnati area waking up, damage from those storms swept through. Homes, cars, roads submerged. Torrential rain really seemed to be what hit the downtown area the worst, or the, you know, more city area of our region. Columbia, Tusculum, Todd Dykes was out there. River Road, mud covered. They have it closed right now over on the west side. Danielle was out in Adams County, where they will have crews out surveying if a tornado came down. They're still without power, like 2,000 people without power. So Maysville, there was a lot of damage as well as far as the roads being impacted today. So that's the today angle here, is that, you know, if you're heading out, please be careful, because there will be crews out there looking and there could be debris out there. The National Weather Service will have those survey crews to locations across our region, and we'll be out there as well, letting you know when we find out what these storms exactly were, what areas got hit, and the power or the strength of them.
Yes, and this is just the beginning of severe weather season. So we mentioned it all morning yesterday. Give yourself a way to be notified, whether that's on your phone or a NOAA weather radio, because you just don't want to be caught off guard when things start to pick up, especially if you're sleeping. So we got lucky yesterday. Everything was rush hour commute,
yes,
dinner time. Everybody's home, so you can kind of be very aware at the moment. But if 2 a.m. something happens, you don't want to be caught, you know, not unprepared, and it won't be a fun time. All right, next up, we're going to Pleasant Avenue. This was breaking news on our morning show this morning. Crews rushed out to put out a fire at a mobile home in Butler County. This happened in Fairfield around 1:30 this morning. Officials tell us there was a woman inside. She got out okay. That's the important thing here, but there was some damage to the home. Still not clear what caused that fire. As we learn more about it, we'll be sure to keep you updated on air and online. Next up, we're going to West Claremont. A couple teachers in a little bit of trouble for what they allegedly did to a student.
Right. So one of the staff members is accused of taping a West Claremont High School student to a chair last month. She has now pleaded not guilty. Rachel Smith appeared in court yesterday. She and Allison Vestring are accused of taping a 15-year-old student with Down syndrome to a chair on March 1st. They are charged with unlawful restraint and third-degree misdemeanor. Smith and Vestring no longer work for West Claremont School District. Vestring also entered a not guilty plea. That happened last week. Smith pleading guilty just yesterday. Both are expected back in court in 2 weeks. So definitely something that a lot of people have eyes on.
Next up, coming to downtown Cincinnati, stories that we've been following with crowds of kids getting together and just acting in an unruly manner, to say the very least. Now, we have video from a viewer that shows teenagers running rampant near the banks this weekend. We'll have that video up on WLWT.com. It's a lot of kids. Neighbors tell us the incident left them rattled. Now, in the video, if you go see it, you'll see dozens of young people following a couple of others who are in the middle of a fight. They end up gathering around a car at the base of the Roebling Suspension Bridge. All this happening behind the Yard House restaurant at the bank. So a very popular area where people want to be moving around. At one point, you can hear what sounds like a taser, and then the teenagers all run off quickly. Cincinnati police detectives are still trying to determine if anybody committed a crime and who was involved. I know they're trying to wrap their head around it as far as police, community leaders, trying to get the parents involved to make sure these teens are in the right place, and if they are out and about, they are doing the right thing, because it's wild to watch the crowd move with these two kids fighting and then gather around the car, and it's just videos you don't want to see.
Right. Yeah. You know, people are down there. I don't know what teenagers are doing out at the banks at night.
I don't know.
I couldn't go into those places, but, you know, we've got people out. You've got families at dinner, all of that stuff. So it's just one of those things that, yeah, they've got to get a handle on it, and they're working to hopefully find answers there.
Absolutely. And next up, we are, what, today's the third, and the Flying Pig is a month away. The third, fourth, and fifth
away
in May. Yeah,
Flying it's always Pig the first weekend of May.
Yeah, so the third, fourth, and fifth of May, that's the first weekend. Here we are.
Holy cow. Yeah, if you've been training or slacking on that training, it's kind of hitting crunch time, because then you'll want to taper with enough time before the actual marathon.
Like a week and a half, 2 week taper, yeah.
Yeah, so this is really, you're hitting those long runs, those long miles. A major announcement. I know, right? My knees aren't jealous, that's for sure. A major announcement from the Flying Pig Marathon. So far, officials have not said what it is, but they will be hamming it up to celebrate a national award. The CEO of Pigworks teaming up with Mayor Aftab Pureval to make an announcement at noon today at City Hall. So we'll have a crew there. WLWT is your home for the Flying Pig. We can't wait. Very excited for it. Going from opening day, Eclipse, Flying Pig. It's busy for us.
It is.
It's fun, though.
It almost feels like we're missing something. I don't think we are, but
it
feels like so much is happening.
There's a lot going on.
So Flying Pig morning. We'll be out there at the finished swine.
Also hoping for good weather.
Let's not go back in time.
I was on maternity leave, so I was.
I forgot about you were. Home. Yeah, I was getting texts from you.
Yes.
And you're watching me get drenched and like hiding under Paycor.
But like supporting you all the way. Cheering you on, Steven.
Yes, praying for at least no rain, somewhat moderate temperatures, and hopefully everybody has a good race. Because everybody had a good race last year.
They did.
Surprisingly, shockingly.
They did.
But, yeah, we're moving on.
Yes.
We're on to the next one. All right. And we are on to Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow here on 5 on 5 in 5.